Craig and Company, the morning show. Time for Lighter Side of the News, brought to you by Farmington Bank. What kind of stories do you have there, Johnny?
Hello, there we go. Facebook in the middle of an embarrassing investigation into that Cambridge Analytica political profiling.
Yes. I can't believe you're talking about this, John, because that Channel 4, the British TV channel that captured that, the undercover audio.
Yes, with the head of the company.
Yeah, the head of the company said, ha, 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 we talk to Republicans and Democrats, but they don't get it because they're not technical.
Have you ever met Mr. Trump? I've met Mr. Trump many times.
They spoke in front of our own...
Of course they're not technical.
And everything went
healthcare website took a year to put up. Come on.
Well, Facebook is ready to rebuild the Truman Show, apparently. Do you remember the Jim Carrey movie?
Yes, I love that movie.
He lived in a giant dome, and everything was orchestrated.
And all the people were actors.
Yeah, call it Zucktown.
Zucktown.
A 60-acre community for programmers in Menlo Park, California, where you will live the Facebook experience 24 hours a day.
Wow. This is psycho. This is crazy.
1,500 identical apartments.
Right.
Are they serious about this?
And you know how many takers there'll be? Tons.
And your every movement is monitored and tracked and watched and studied by Facebook.
But there's some comfort in that, though.
No, what do you mean?
Everybody's in the same boat.
Gary, look what just happened with Facebook knowing your every move. They helped manipulate an election.
And did I mention the signing bonus that comes with it?
Yeah.
How much?
Six figures.
I'll move there tomorrow.
Now we're all of a sudden we're interested.
Justin Timberlake is beginning a spring-summer tour. He's a little up in weight, so... Justin is getting ready for the tour by getting down to tour weight the old-fashioned way, like any red-blooded zillionaire superstar. Pure oxygen inhalation and cryotherapy in a sub-zero immersion tank, which can burn...
Hey, cryotherapy...
Which can burn up to 800 calories per session.
A lot of people are into cryotherapy.
It also freezes inflammation.
I would like to say, inflammation is Inflammation is one of the key reasons that you gain weight if you have an autoimmune disorder.
Correct.
It's a nightmare.
Because it hurts and you gain the pounds.
By the way, say what you will about Real Housewives. That's the first place I saw that cryotherapy like 4 years ago.
Therapy is also very good. When you go home and you look at your bills.
Different subject.
Yeah,
and Christine, that's the first place I saw it, too.
Yeah, hello, my love had it.
A new poll asking people what's worse, real fur, you know, on your coat, which is considered by many to be...
Right, a no. That's a no-no.
Yeah.
Or fake fur, which is usually made from plastic that can take centuries to break down. Most people said the fake fur is worse.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. What are you supposed to do with real fur that you received as a hand-me-down or...
From your grandmother.
Right.
I know. That
is a mink stole.
That is a beautiful coat. I know.
I have a couple. One was given to me by my mom that she no longer wanted.
And the other one that...
My grandmother gave me one.
Here's what you do. You wear it, and if anyone questions it, you say it's fake.
It's fake fur. Doesn't it look amazing?
Yeah.
A guy in Orlando was running from the cops on Sunday. He happened to run past an unlocked bike, so naturally...
He took it.
Well, no. Instead of jumping on the bike and getting away, he threw it at the cops and jumped into a lake to hide.
What?
Threw the bike at the cops and jumped into a lake.
It didn't work.
What an idiot.
Condo complex in Florida evacuated on Sunday because of a suspicious package. Here we go again.
No.
Oh, boy.
Now, it was addressed to a former tenant who is currently suing the condo association.
Oh. And they thought maybe this tenant was angry.
Yes.
This is their revenge
bomb. The guy forgot he had ordered a mail order... doe, a deer, a female.
Oh, okay. Nice little toy.
Dill, a drop of...
Okay. Why don't you just say it, John?
You can't make this up. How high are we? Lizbeth Ildefonso.
Yes.
I love that name.
Ildefonso.
Lizbeth drove up to the outer security booth.
Booth.
At the Riverhead Correctional Center on Long Island.
It's in the booth.
And said to the guard at the prison, I'd like a bacon, egg, and cheese, please. The prison guard couldn't help but notice the apparent white powder under her nose, which was not from a jelly donut.
I see.
Liz Beth was arrested down the road for driving while impaired.
You know, that's so odd, because I thought you didn't get the munchies after you'd done the white powder.
Have you tried the line of Ildefonso sauces?
No!
Yeah, fantastic.
Only on 96.5 TIC.